It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, March 31st, 2020. So the last day of March, we have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the north 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 6 feet at 10 seconds apart. And today, I'm going to be answering a listener question about the incredible size and heft of ships. And I think I'm going to start out with that because I have kind of a lot to say, and we'll see whether we have room for the ship schedule after that. I got a very interesting listener question from someone who was looking at the Astoria waterfront, saw a ship going by, was listening to the news coverage about the Ever Given, that mega container ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal recently, and had a question about how big, say, she was looking at a car carrier coming in, and she said, "We just saw this car carrier go by. How big is that compared to the Ever Given?" And so I thought, it got me thinking about size and volume and cargo capacity, which are all things that ships, that's how they sort of define themselves. So I thought I would compare the Ever Given, that massive ship, to a car ship that we see here on the Columbia, and also to one of our container ships that we see here. Now, we do have some restrictions here that prevent just any old size ship from coming into the river. One of them is depth. Our channel is dredged to about 43 feet. And so any ship that is deeper than that, and the Ever Given is certainly in that category, really couldn't come in here. Another limiting factor in waterways around the world is the height of fixed bridges. And I didn't even look to see, but I imagine that the Ever Given is just too darn big for the Columbia, no matter how you slice it. But we do have some very massive ships coming in here. So I thought we could take a look at that. So let's just take a look at the car carrier, the Eminent Ace, which is a regular visitor to our waters. She is 653 feet long. She's 105 feet wide and draws 28 feet of water. So that's a typical size ship coming in here. In fact, a lot of the ships have less draft than that. So we have ships coming in about that size. She has, so there are a couple of numbers that sort of define the size of a ship in the maritime industry. One of them is gross tonnage, and that is the internal volume of the ship. Another one is deadweight tonnage, which is the cargo capacity of the ship. And they're expressed in tons. You can also express the capacity of a car carrier in terms of how many cars it carries. So we've got the Eminent Ace, about a little bit shy of 700 feet long, 100 feet wide, which means that she can fit through the old Panama Canal, 28 feet below the waterline in the water. Her gross tonnage is 59,000 tons. That sounds like a lot, and it is. Her deadweight tonnage, her cargo capacity, is 19,000 tons, and she can carry between 5,000 and 6,000 cars. So compare that to the SM Tianjin, that is a container ship that comes into the Columbia. She's longer, almost 900 feet long, also 105 feet wide. Ships are, so form follows function. Ships often, before the Panama Canal was built larger than it is now, that second canal that's in there now, it couldn't be much wider than 106 feet and still fit through the Panama Canal. So that was a width limit for many ships. The SM Tianjin has 26-foot draft, so a little bit less than the Eminent Ace, but you get the idea. The Tianjin has a 42,000-ton gross tonnage capacity or volume, and its deadweight tonnage is 54,000 tons. So it can carry 54,000 tons of cargo, and it can carry about between 5,000 and 6,000 containers. Now we come to the Ever Given. And so 1,312 feet long. So it's quite a bit. It's about double the size of the Eminent Ace, 192 feet wide and 47-foot draft. So that is deeper than our channel is here. But her gross tonnage is just so big. 221,000 tons is the volume inside that ship. Her deadweight tonnage, the amount of cargo she can carry, is 200,000 tons. So she can carry about 20,000 20-foot-long containers. They're called TEUs in the industry, 20-foot equivalent units. So she is twice the length of the Eminent Ace and about 1.5 times the SM Tianjin. But the weight is over 10 times that car carrier and over 4 times our container ship here locally. So that's one of the issues with a ship as large as the Ever Given. Yes, it's larger in dimensions so that we would never see it here because of our channel depth and other things I mentioned. But this ship, its weight is absolutely astronomically huge compared to the ships we see here. She's dealing with many times over in terms of weight compared to other ships, while using generally the same kind of technology as smaller vessels use to control their movements. You can look up her specs online. There's a Wikipedia page about the Ever Given. She has a single propeller at her stern and two bow thrusters in her bow up front, which are, the bow thrusters are sideways propellers at the front of the ship that can push the bow from side to side, and they're usually used to help with docking. The ship also has 25 crew members, about the same number of people on this ship as much smaller vessels. So to create a very, very rough analogy, say you have a pickup truck and you load it to the gills with every single thing you own that will fit in it. You'll feel that it will handle very differently with that load than it does without it. So the same issues that apply to every ship, that windage, that sail area that was talked about, the containers being sticking up high and providing wind resistance, the time needed to stop, which it already takes ships about a mile to stop, maneuverability and time to respond to the helm, all of those become different when the ship has so much extra weight on it. And so pilots and captains, people who are on these vessels, have to do their best to adjust to a gigantic vessel that is using essentially the same technology that much smaller vessels would use to drive themselves along and to steer. So, and the Ever Given is not the only ship like this. In fact, the first ship to transit the Suez Canal after the Ever Given was moved out of the way was another mega container ship, just pretty much just like her. And that one was the subject of a salvage operation in Europe sometime over the past 10 years or so when she got stuck in a river there. So the issue of huge weight, size and weight in ships, that's not an isolated one, but it's not one we're likely to see here on the Columbia, and that is probably a really good thing. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.